Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Andrew Heron. Of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing pretty good, and this NFL season is getting to an end. The divisional round just finished. I guess not just finished, but is officially over. On to the conference championship games, where there's only two games played this weekend, and both on Sunday. So, it's a little bittersweet, some might say.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's crazy to think only two games in 1 week, you know. We're used to that usual, like, 15 or however many, a lot of games. But, you know, each game, extremely important. We still got the 2-1 seeds. Could be a one seed Super Bowl matchup.
Yeah.
If all plays out.
As we'll probably get into with news, I highly doubt the Broncos will make it to the Super Bowl, but you never know. So, but we got a pretty action-packed episode. We got news as always. A little guess the player, which, you know, as these games get lower and lower, my chances of getting these players right
you
get
should,
higher and higher.
Only if you, it's pretty much four. Yeah, four guesses, four games.
And then I have a little game called Close But No Cigar. And then last up, got some predictions. So let's hop right into some news.
All right. So getting into the news, we got a little, you know, pretty small or, you know, few, but very significant injuries. And then a lot of coaching news, because as you guys know, this is the time where all the teams are cleaning out, doing their spring cleaning or winter cleaning. So we had a lot of pretty interesting stuff with that as well. But starting off with the big thing on everyone's mind, Aiden alluded to it already, is the fact that Bo Nix, the starting quarterback for the Broncos, is officially out for the rest of the playoffs. Aiden, how do you feel about this?
I mean, that's just, I think from a neutral fan of these games, that just really sucks, because we now basically one of these games just won't be
good. Well, we can't be so quick to just discredit the Broncos, because, you know, they Bo Nix's been playing great all year, but they still have a great defense and still got a, you know, solid all-around team.
That's true.
But, you know, the question is, can this backup quarterback, who is Jared Stidham, maybe. Will he perform? He hasn't played an NFL game in over 2 years.
Yeah, and I mean, you could say the Texans have been playing this entire postseason without a quarterback as well.
Oh.
So, I mean, maybe it won't hinder them too much, because that defense is really good.
Yeah.
And they got the pieces. Offense everywhere else is really good, so...
Yeah, I think it's still, you know, like, obviously, are the Patriots favored? Yes. But the Patriots, you know, we saw them this week, the defensive matchups was close for a bit. Could kind of be a similar situation there. But yeah, you know, this guy, he's played 20 games, and he has an 8 touchdown to interception ratio. So not ideal there, but, you know, I don't know who I'm rooting for, probably the Broncos. It's going to be that underdog story with him would be pretty cool.
Agreed. And I also, like, the Patriots fans don't deserve to go back to the Super Bowl.
I could agree with that. But another injury, actually pretty significant as well, is Zach Charbonnet of the Seahawks has a torn ACL, suffered in that last game. Oof. So, you know, running back duo has been pretty elite this year. Kenneth Walker had a big game this last week, but I know he's always getting reps in. So that'll be one less, you know, one less little weapon.
Yeah,
for that,
especially
offense.
Goal line. Like,
yeah, I think he does do a lot of goal line work.
There.
And also, I did see that their left tackle is currently day-to-day, Charles Cross, which, you know, left tackle is that very key position.
Yeah, blind side.
Yeah, that'll be, you know, that'll be something to watch. But, I mean, like I said, dude, their offense just, you know, goes ham. We saw what happened this week. But, you know, still should be very competitive. But moving on to some coaching news, because we do have quite a bit. Starting off with the, you know, probably the most surprising for some people, is that Sean McDermott was released from the Bills after just losing this last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how I feel about this because, one, I mean, he's obviously, the Bills have always been very good. They got some weapons, and, like, they make the playoffs every year. But I know, like, they always, you know, the standard should be Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But, like, just from a Steelers perspective, I was just looking here. He was eight wins and eight losses in the playoffs over eight postseason appearances.
So, like, that's not that bad. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, like, I feel like most seasons are making the AFC Championship. And, like, compare that to the Steelers. I mean, even if we had that many
over the last eight seasons, the Steelers might not even...
They don't even have a playoff win.
So...
Maybe they're just a little spoiled, but, like, I would take them. I think...
Yeah, if he went to the Steelers, that would be pretty good for him.
But I do get, you know, it is time for a change.
Yeah.
And the team is still very talented, so, like, I'm sure if they get a good guy in there, you know, they could still be good. But that was pretty just surprising.
That is.
For me. But other news regarding coaches, John Harbaugh, we know, was let go of the Ravens. I think he already has signed with the Giants.
Yes.
So pretty big. I mean, you know, a lot of analysts are giving this an A+ of a signing.
I agree.
Which I agree. I think he's a great coach, and obviously, you know, the Giants are the Giants, so they could probably use a guy like him.
Yeah, they need something to, like, I think he just brings a different level of energy to that team that they have not had in a very long time. So, I like it.
Yeah, and I mean, he's got a Super Bowl. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's only had two losing seasons in 18 years.
Pretty good.
And, you know, they got a young roster, so I'm sure he can definitely work some magic in there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be exciting to see. Another hiring news, Stefanski was picked up by the Falcons.
Wow.
So, you know, not... Most analysts I did see given this pretty... I think this is a good signing as well. Let's see. Yeah, Stefanski, two Coach of the Years.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I forgot.
We were just talking
about that. Yeah, I remember mentioning that. But yeah, I mean, so this guy is a good coach, though. And the Falcons, they're all over the place, you know? Like, sometimes they win.
They need some
They got
stability.
Some talent still. Yeah, I will say. They don't really have that stability. So then, yeah, I don't know. Cleveland didn't sign anyone yet, did they? I don't think so.
I thought they... Maybe not. I don't actually think they have yet. So, yeah. I do know the Falcons also just picked up the Browns, like, offensive coordinator or something, which I don't know why you're picking up the Browns offensive coordinator, but...
Maybe that's just because he liked him.
Yeah, probably.
So, kind of, yeah, shipped him though. I know a lot of teams are kind of doing that. Mm-hmm. I heard the Chiefs are doing some cleaning out as well.
Oh, yeah.
Not Andy Reid, but, you know, other people. Additionally here, we do have a coaching change for the Miami Dolphins.
Unfortunately.
So, this is Jeff Hafley. It looks like he was on the Green Bay Packers roster as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how... You probably could have some more to say about this than me, but how do you feel about this?
I mean, he's a really good coach, so I am very sad to lose him. But... I will say he's obviously a defensively minded coach. And I guess that's kind of what they need. The Dolphins offense hasn't been very good as of late, but yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I am very sad about it, but I'm not sure how good he'll do with,
because
the Dolphins defense, I don't think is amazing from what I remember, but
I mean, yeah, gotta give him credit. He's moving up. You know, he was Has some head coaching experience at Boston College.
Yes.
But this will be his, you know, first NFL head coaching job. So
yeah, I'm happy for him.
Happy for the guy. Happy for the guy. All right. Sticking with, well, related there with McDaniels, obviously replaced. I have seen some reports that the Chargers are looking to hire him.
Yeah, as the OC.
As the offensive coordinator.
Which, I mean, I wanted the Packers to make this move. Mike McDaniels is really good when it comes to offense.
That would be Packers. He could probably do a lot with that roster, I will say.
Yeah, I think that's a really good hire if the Chargers actually get him.
Yeah, I agree. Looking forward to see that in action. But I know head coaching spot filled. Robert Saleh is signed by the Tennessee Titans. So he was just recently had a 20-36 record as head coach of the New York Jets.
Not great.
So that's a hard job. It's a hard yeah. shoes to fill.
The Jets.
But the Titans have been. I mean, I'm sure they could do better. 3-14 in each of the last two seasons.
Yikes.
So maybe need a change. They got Cam Ward. They got number one draft pick. So
yeah, true.
They gotta do something.
True.
Something with that. And then sticking with going to offensive coordinators. Also, we did see this week that the Lions hiring a new offensive coordinator, Drew Petzing.
Which
I don't know how people are feeling about this one. I know Aiden said this wasn't a smart move.
I mean, I just know he wasn't a very good offensive coordinator, so how good of a defensive coordinator could he be? So that would be my take on things. But, I mean, who knows? The Lions obviously have better players on their offense than the Cardinals, so who knows? Maybe it'll work out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The Lions' offense was always pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it can always be better. But Cardinals have been, not finished 19th in yards gained this last season.
Yeah, so, not great.
Yeah, could be exciting for him. But I think I may have hit everything, at least that's changed this last week. Am I missing anything, Aiden?
I can't think of anything. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that wraps up all the coaching and injury updates. So let's move in and talk about some of these games. All right, let's get into some Guess the Player, talk about some of these games. Obviously, only four games, and we got four players. So Aiden should be able to narrow it down pretty quickly as we move forward. But let's start off with a solid running back performance. Some would say best of the week. So this player had 16 rushes for 116 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns, as well as 3 catches for 29 yards.
Yeah, that so a star-studded is performance. Pretty good, and it's got to just be Kenneth Walker, I would assume.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're looking at the scores, that's kind of cheating. So.
I would have known that was Kenneth Walker.
I mean, yeah, the Seahawks put up 41 this week. He had over half of that. But yeah, they just really blow out the 49ers, which I was surprised by. I mean, Seahawks were favored by a decent bit, but like we saw what the 49ers can do.
Yeah.
They beat the reigning champion Eagles.
Yeah, which still very grateful for, but yeah,
Aiden was rooting for that one. That last
their time has come, and the Seahawks score 17 in the first quarter, and you just kind of know this game is over. Like, I mean, shout out Sam Darnold, didn't really do much. He kind of just played. Kenneth Walker, obviously, like we said, amazing. Jackson Smith and Jigba, other than the touchdown, only 3 catches, so he didn't even have to do anything. They had a return touchdown. And then, yeah, the offense for the 49ers was just really bad. They couldn't do anything. McCaffrey tried his best, but there's only so much you can do. So, I mean, this is just a very dominant win by the Seahawks.
Yeah, and also worth mentioning, Rashid Shaheed had a 95-yard opening kickoff return touchdown. So that kind of just gives you the sets the tone for the game there.
Oh, yeah.
Of what that was going to be.
Like three total turnovers by the 49ers, none by the Seahawks. Only two penalties on the Seahawks. The 49ers did only punt the ball once. But obviously, they had bigger problems. So, I mean, this was just... The Seahawks look very scary.
They didn't, you know, the 49ers didn't have Kittle, to be fair. He was out with a season-ending injury.
Kittle's not going to stop him from putting up 41 points.
That's true. I mean, with this performance, like, I really don't see how there's a way that the Seahawks don't win the Super Bowl.
But, like, the Rams play them close.
Yeah, we do remember that game, you know, was arguably could be game of the year, that Rams-Seahawks OT match. That'll be the one everyone's looking at this weekend. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just an overall beatdown. Not really much more to say other than that.
Nope.
So let's just roll through to the next one here. Let's run with, I could pick many here. All right, let's go with this one. We got a QB performance here.
Okay.
We've got 20 for 47, 212 yards, as well as one touchdown, four interceptions, and four rushes for 14 yards. Any guess?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there's even more fumbles.
Yeah, I didn't even say the fumbles, actually.
That's CJ Stroud. Terrible.
Man, this was kind of, I mean, at least in the start, I guess it was technically, like, we were predicting, you know, a defensive match.
Yeah.
And it pretty much was, like, I mean, the turnovers in this game were crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to pull up the performance here. But yeah, like we said, four interceptions there, had a lost fumble, and I think multiple not lost fumbles. And then even Drake May had maybe one, at least one, but maybe two lost fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
I think an interception.
Yeah,
so just defensive menaces here.
I saw a stat saying CJ Stroud was the first player ever to have five fumbles lost and five interceptions in the same postseason, and he did it in two games. Some are calling it a generational play by CJ Stroud.
I mean, that is crazy. But yeah, like this game started out like looking like that defensive matchup, and then second quarter, Patriots put up 14. They get that fumble six,
mm-hmm.
And that kind of just, you know, shifted the momentum completely. And then, yeah, the Texans offense just couldn't do a thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. I mean, the Texans running back, their leading running back, Woody Marks, had 1.2 yards a carry with 14 carries. So
the run game wasn't working, and you heard about the pass game. That wasn't really working.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like we said, the defense can win you games, but eventually
your offense needs to do something.
Has to step up. And, yeah, Patriots offense, though, was looking scary here.
Mm-hmm.
And the offense, you know, they were having some trouble with the Texans. But, you know, Drake May still threw three touchdowns.
Yeah, just a great game.
Yeah, definitely.
Patriots also look very scary.
Yeah, so, and like we said, though, with this matchup against the Broncos, it could, you know, it could go either way. I'm interested to see the odds, actually.
Yeah.
I don't have the odds.
I'm assuming the Patriots are probably going to be pretty heavily favored.
Like, are you thinking, like, over, like, 8 points favored? Or are you thinking, like...
I could see it.
Oh, man, that's...
I could see, like, 7.5. Because, like, Broncos don't...
They are... Legs. It is a minus 5.5.
Like, I'm thinking I'm taking Patriots there. Minus 5. Yeah.
I could either see it being, like, a blow... Like, well, not total blow up, but, like, offense can't do anything, or a close game.
Yeah, I could see...
So, I could see minus 5.5 either way. But, yeah, I mean, the Patriots, you know, they're back in action. This could really solidify... I actually don't know what the odds are for MVP. But
yeah,
I mean both the candidates are both still in the playoffs. Yeah,
so we'll have to see.
Yeah, this, you know, it's shaping up to be some competitive games.
Agreed.
At least the Super Bowl, definitely. Super Bowl definitely will be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this game, like we said, for this coming week could be a blowout or not, you know. Really, I think it'll come down to the Broncos' defense.
Yeah.
They can give them trouble like the Texans did a bit.
Yeah, agreed.
But, all right, let's keep it rolling. We got one more game here. Well, I got two more games. So, yeah, your choice is really narrowing down here. And we got a quarterback here. We got 25 for 39, 283 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, as well as 12 rushes for 66 yards.
I will assume.
So you really got 4 quarterbacks to choose
from. I'm going to say Josh Allen, I think.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It is Josh Allen.
And he also had, I believe, at least 2 fumbles in this game.
Yeah, that is true.
And that one fumble, so like obviously Bills lose in overtime. Josh Allen now 0-8 in overtimes this season.
That's crazy.
Which, or not this season, 0-8 in overtime all time. And they literally changed the rules for bro. So there's that. But he, right before halftime, like, lateraled it or something, which basically gave the Broncos a free field goal before the half ended. And obviously then they lose by a field goal.
So. Yeah, and did have the interception in overtime as well.
Yes.
That, you know, gave the Broncos it to get an easy, simple field goal.
Which some aren't calling an actual interception. I'm not sure.
Are you talking about the...
The one with Brandon Cooks.
Where it was like kind of they both got it.
Yeah. I'm not sure what you think about that.
Ruling was an interception.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, they were showing the clip many times.
I low-key thought like, it was a catch. The wide receiver catches it. He's on the ground. And then they strip it from him.
Yeah. Like that. It's a tough call to make. But yeah, I mean, if that was an interception, that could have been a very. This game could have even had a different outcome.
Yeah.
Agreed. If that was. Yeah. So, like, you know, having stuff like that, you know, kind of unfortunate
mm-hmm.
to be in the game. But yeah, this.
I mean, the big story of this game was obviously. One, I guess, like, the run game for the Broncos was not very good. Then two, Bo Nix going down with that injury.
Yeah, second, it was the second to last play. I don't know. Like, someone said second to last play. I don't know if that means, like, the last play before they kicked the field goal.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because I guess it had to be, because, like, he fractured his ankle. So, like, I don't think he would have just been,
I mean, if like, you playing. If you looked at the clip where he injured himself, he actually did.
Like, get up and walk?
Like, he goes down for the kneel, but, like, the Bills were, like, pressuring him.
It wasn't on the
him.
Kneel, was it?
No, I think it was.
Bro, there's no way that you'd break your ankle on a kneel. That's why you gotta put the backups in for the kneels.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because I did, like, it was kind of, like, the Broncos coach just came in, like, last second in the press conference.
Yeah.
Like, after he left and just dropped the bomb on everyone.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, like, what the Super Bowl, like, if you would have, like, been on DraftKings and, like, placed a bet for, like, Bills money, like, Bills Super Bowl, if it just would have just tanked the odds. But, yeah, overall unfortunate end there. But, yeah, the Bills get a new coach, so hopefully they can work on their overtime performances.
Yeah.
But, all right, we got one more game, and this is a quarterback, so there's really only two options.
I got a 50-50 chance.
So, I feel like there's a way I should be able to make this harder.
Just give me their rushing stats. And I'll be able to tell you.
I feel like that would make it easier. Okay, what if I tell you 2 touchdowns?
Okay, 2 touchdowns.
And 257 yards.
I think Stafford... I think he only threw 1. Wait, did you say interceptions?
Not yet.
I'm gonna say Caleb because I know Caleb threw at least two.
Well, the number of interceptions was may secure. Well, you already said your answer, but three interceptions.
Yeah, so it's Caleb.
So that leaves it to Caleb Williams, who, I mean, this game was, it was crazy. It was, the last play, it started off, just like a boring, slow-paced game, and then the Rams started picking it up a bit. And then Caleb Williams turned into his clutch factor. I think they scored before that, but then the last, like, 20 seconds left, they need a touchdown. And then he's just, I think they're on, like, the 20-yard line, too. So, like, not too far. And then he runs, like, just straight backwards.
And just throws a Hail Mary.
Yeah, basically just chucks it up. And then, was it Loveland? I don't know who was just sitting, pretty much wide open.
Yeah, it was a commit.
Yeah, just wide open in the back corner of the end zone.
That
ties it up for OT, and then had a chance in OT, but then
he threw
interception.
A pick.
Yeah, interception in OT,
which
costed him it. Which did they get? Did the Rams?
The Rams started with.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The Rams didn't score, so they just would have drove down and got a field goal. That's a win.
Yeah, exactly.
So Caleb Williams had the clutch, but then he had the anti-clutch.
Three picks.
Three picks in a playoff game, you can't really.
Maybe I'm just a biased Packers fan.
I think you are.
That one throw was, sure, avoiding the sack and getting the throw off is skill, but like, that was the luckiest throw ever. You're not placing that where you want to place it. You're throwing it up and hoping your receiver makes a play, which he got lucky that the DB just.
That's just like what being clutch is. Just having.
But throwing it up. Giving your receiver a chance, I don't know. That doesn't seem very clutch. That's just like, I don't know. I guess not getting sacked, sure, you can call him clutch for that. But like,
I don't know. Was it fourth down?
Yeah.
It's fourth down. So like, he can't get sacked. He can't even throw it away. Basically just got it. I don't know how many timeouts they had.
The DB did anything correct, which was low-key also a push-off, but if the DB did anything, that was never getting caught, but whatever. Yeah,
it was
the Rams still win. Three interceptions is super clutch in the playoffs, so
but overall, very crazy game. I mean, two OTs.
Yeah, I mean, this game
two
was...
two overtimes mm-hmm. overtime games in this little stretch. Makes things.
Has been a really, really good playoff so far. Wild cards, awesome. And then even like the Texans Patriots game, it doesn't look very close, but the Patriots scored that one touchdown with, I don't know exactly. Oh, I guess it was 12 minutes left, and then it was kind of over. But like, that was close going into the fourth.
Yeah.
So honestly, this has been one of the better playoffs I can think of in the last. And like, if you account the Steelers-Ravens game before, because that was like a...
That basically counts.
It was like a Sunday night game before, so like, this has been a very, very good...
I think the worst game was the Steelers game.
The Seahawks 49ers, that was...
I
guess, yeah, that was more domination, which is kind of good.
The Steelers-Texans game was close for, like, most of the quarters.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, overall, great... Exciting week. We got our predictions coming up at the end of the show, but Aiden's got a little segment coming up here, which I don't know much about.
Yeah, so let's get into that. All right, for this next segment I'm calling it Close But No Cigar. So how this is going to work is I'm going to go over some stats from this past season. And the way you score points is basically there's the top 10 of the category. And you want to name as close to 10 as possible. So if you guess player who has the most amount of that stat, you get 1 point. If you guess the person who's fifth in that stat, you get 5 points. And then all the way up to 10 points. But if you guess anyone below that, like if you guess player 11th, 0 points. So we're going to do four.
Like it ends?
Yes.
Oh.
So we're going to do four different categories.
Oh, and, boy.
Out of four, if you can get over 20 points, we'll give you the win. So that means you just got to get five every time.
But like, so like the point, you just get 1 point for every person?
No, if you guess the fifth highest of that category.
Oh. So if I just guess the ninth person three times, I would have 27.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You might not know who that person will be, so we'll have to see. We're going to start off with passing yards leaders.
So, oh boy. All right. Well,
you want to be sharp and get number 10, but you also don't want to be too risky.
I know, right? So I can get some easy ones out of the way. I know is this regular season only?
Yes, regular season
only. All right. So I know Matthew Stafford is one.
Okay.
So that's a quick little point there.
But you don't get that point.
What?
No, it's whoever you guess. That's the amount of points you get.
So I only get one guess?
Yes, you only
Okay, let me get another guess. I knew it was number one.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know Drake May is like close to five, or but I don't know. Like, I don't know those upper ones.
Can you get a little cheeky with it?
Yeah, I could get cheeky with it. Sam Darnold's probably up there. But yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna go with Drake May.
Okay, his guess is Drake
May. I think he's around five.
He's number four.
Okay.
So 4 points. 4 points off rip. That's not bad.
Okay. I was playing a little safe there.
Next up, rushing leaders. Just rushing yards.
Okay. So this one's tough. I know those upper guys.
Yeah, the hard part is knowing the guys that have been good this season, but
not too good.
Exactly.
I know. Part of me wants to throw Kenneth Walker in. I mean, I know if I'm just biased because he had a good game this last game, but he's probably... He wasn't injured this year, was he?
Not that I can remember, which is surprising. He's pretty injury prone.
He's usually pretty injured. The offense has been good. I don't know if I'm just biased. He's probably like, I could see him being top 15, but I don't know if I really need to take any risks yet, but
yeah, because you need points.
I do need points here, so you know what? I'm gonna say Kenneth Walker.
Okay, Kenneth Walker is the guess, and Kenneth Walker is he's pretty low. I don't think he's gonna be
what?
10. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. Saquon Barkley would have been your 10-pointer with Javonte Williams, McCaffrey, Gibbs, Kyren. And I guess I can go back.
Dang, I thought Walker would have been higher.
To passing. Six. So your 10-pointer would have been Josh Allen
for He's passing. He's that low?
Yes. And then Baker, Herbert, Bo Nix.
So what number was this Kenneth Walker? Like...
Kenneth Walker.
I was thinking he was top 15.
He would have been, let's see, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Oh, I know he was not, in those teens. All right.
Not
so
great.
No points there. Okay.
No points is not good. That's just you're gonna have to really cook on this next one. It's just going to be receiving yards.
Receiving yards. Oh, man. This one's tough. Because I know...
Counting all people, by the way. So like,
I'm trying to think of like, okay, just tell me this. Do all top 10 have 1,000 yards?
Let's see.
Because if I know this.
Yes. Yeah.
Like all 1,000. See, because I know one player who has barely over 1,000. But if they all like, there's a good chance he's not top 10. Like, I know he's going to be up there. I mean, so who was like a thousander?
I will tell you, to give you a little hint, the number 11 guy has 1,077 yards.
Okay, so the guy I would have guessed would be under that. I have a suspicious feeling that I could have the answer. I could have a banger pick.
You're going to need one. You're only at 4 points right now. You actually statistically need to get 6 or below to stay in it.
Oh, okay. Then call me crazy. Davante Adams.
Davante Adams is his guess. And he is not going what? To be in it. Your number 10 guy would have been Jameson Williams, Nico Collins, Chris Olave, Zay Flowers, McBride would have been your six-pointer.
Oh, I forgot he was that high. I thought Davante Adams was like, did Devontae, he have 1,000 yards?
He didn't even have 1,000 yards. I thought he yards. Had like,
dang.
Davante had, let's see, where is he? Only 789 yards.
Man, I thought he was going off this year.
Yeah, not too good. Okay, so maybe I'll give you two more, but they'll be harder categories to give you more chances. Next up, we're just going to go with field goals made.
Oh, I don't know many. Okay.
This is going to be a tough one, but I believe in you.
So if we're going to go field goals missed, I would go McManus.
Yeah, that would be a good guess. But
field goals made, like, just the number of field goals made.
And I'll, like, give you this because I have a feeling you're going to guess him. Chris Boswell is pretty far down the list, so don't guess Chris Boswell.
For number made?
Yes.
But the Steelers are merchants. Like, we had games where we only scored field goals.
I know. Which, I guess, you need to get 29 field goals made, and Chris Boswell is 27. Basically, you got.
I don't really know. Like,
you got a 33%.
I'm just going with like people that did good in fantasy because like I don't pay attention. People that did good in fantasy,
or even just you know teams that score a lot.
True. Call me crazy. I'm going with my fantasy kicker who was he finished well under in the top 10 for points. So, you know, you could just have some long ones. I don't know. I will go with Dicker.
Dicker the kicker is number 3.
Oh, only 3?
So you're only up to 7 points after all of these rounds. Man.
It's just close but no cigar.
Okay. Next up.
I mean, I don't know.
We will go with sacks.
Oh, brother.
How about if you can... You're at 6 right now. If you can get either 9 or 10, I'll give you the points.
I kind of forget. I mean, I know. I just know that Myles Garrett broke the record. So, like.
Yeah, that's.
I know he's just up there, but.
I mean, you know a lot of these
guys. Like, I know, but, like, I just never. I'm seeing their names pop up.
A lot of the top guys, I mean, 9 and 10, they would be pretty good pulls for you. You'll know them. But they'll be pretty good pulls. But, like, 6 is... Or that's 7. 7 is pretty well-known.
I mean...
8 is pretty well-known.
I haven't looked at these charts. I mean, if I'm just going off vibes... And, like, I don't know with injuries. I don't know who's been injured this year on the defense. But... Okay, call me crazy. Call me crazy. But I will say Aiden Hutchinson.
That's not a bad guess. He's number 4, which puts you up to 11, unfortunately.
Okay, there we go.
Micah Parsons was 7.
But see, he got injured, so that was a risky
guess. Will Anderson was number 8. Josh Sweat. Actually, I guess Will Anderson, Josh Sweat, and Byron Young.
I don't think I would have pulled any of them.
Are all tied for 10th. So I would have given it to you for all of those.
I think Aiden Hutchinson's a good pull.
Is he?
Almost. I mean, he's not 4. Top 3. That's not top 3.
Yeah, I guess. almost five. You needed to do that more often.
I'm gonna go big or go home.
All right. Well, that is all for that. Unfortunately, Vinny.
That's a close but no cigar moment.
Yeah, it's a fun little game. Maybe we'll play it again in the future. But that is all we got for that segment. Let's head over to some predictions. All right, let's get into some predictions for this conference championship round of NFL football. Starting off, we got the Patriots the Broncos. Sunday, 3:00 game. Should be good. And honestly, for this game, I mean, I'm going Patriots. I don't see a world where the Broncos
win this. Yeah, I mean, who am I rooting for? The Broncos. Like, I do. I like that underdog mentality. But, yeah, we just don't know what these Broncos look like without Bo Nix.
Which, I will say, I'm just scrolling them now. Your championship prediction was Broncos Rams. Which,
what was yours?
Bills.
So, yeah, low key, maybe I should go Broncos just to keep my. Dude, if I were to put a. Well, I guess. If I were to put that like as a futures bet,
I mean,
like
that would
the Super Bowl matchup. I mean, the odds would have been better because they had Bo Nix. But you know what? I guess I gotta go Broncos because of that. Because of that. But will be one of those defensive games.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna, you know, maybe the Broncos can rely on the run game a bit more than they normally do.
They'll probably. Although Patriots D-line is
RJ Harvey was that guy in fantasy. Aiden had him, he dropped him, doing good, and Aiden gives him away to
the people. That's not my fault.
You didn't trust him.
Well, he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, but they also got McLaughlin, who actually outrushed him this last week.
Yeah, he did. All right, next up, last game of the week already. Only two games. Rams, Seahawks, this is going to be a really, really good game.
Yeah, this is the game everyone's really tuning into.
And I'm going Seahawks. They are who I had in my prediction. Because I mean, Bills, Seahawks.
So. Like, see, I went Broncos, Rams. So, like, part of me is like, I just got to stick it. Yeah, I mean, I guess I should say Rams.
To be fair, though, we made those predictions the first week of the playoffs, and I chose the Jags to beat the Bills, and I had the Bills winning the Super Bowl. So
how did that even happen?
We did those after.
But did you like? Were you thinking that in your head, or
I don't know?
Oh, so that was a little inconsistent. Maybe I don't. You know, I don't have to choose Rams, but you know, I'm not one to just switch up on my boys. I said Rams. So I'm gonna go with the Rams.
Okay, sticking with.
I know. Aiden's family is Rams fans. Some of them are Rams fans. Yeah. So, but yeah, this is the game.
That's a good.
That
game.
Will be. I mean, I don't know if
dream Super Bowl matchup.
Super Bowl matchup.
Seahawks Patriots. That would be the Malcolm Butler interception rematch.
Well, I think dream would be. Broncos Seahawks.
Yeah, Broncos. I would prefer
the
Broncos,
underdog
Seahawks,
QB, and
but
then
I want
the
a good
Seahawks.
Game.
Like I want the like when do the Seahawks get Super Bowls?
When's the last time we've had a good Super Bowl?
I mean, I'm more excited for the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
Yeah,
if I'm being real, that's the thing I'm tuning into.
Yeah.
So the game can be mid. We're used to mid Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I don't want that anymore. I want a good.
Have we had a good Super Bowl in our college career?
The Chiefs.
I don't remember
Eagles
last
one,
year really grabbing
or
my
freshman
attention.
Year Chiefs Eagles. That was a really good game. 2 years ago,
I think that was Rihanna. That was
no Rihanna was.
That was
two
freshman
years
year.
Ago. I thought.
I think that was freshman year.
No, I think. Oh, maybe it was. So then, what was the Super Bowl 2 years ago? Chiefs.
Was that the
it was Chiefs and
the
49ers?
Was that the Dr. Dre one?
No. So Kendrick was last year. 2 years ago was. I don't
look
know.
It up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Drake.
No.
That would be. That'd be a dream one.
So, yeah, last year was Chiefs-Eagles.
Yeah.
The year before that was Chiefs and 49ers, and then Chiefs-Eagles again. So those are all the...
I think it was one that I didn't really care about.
I'm almost positive Rihanna was 2 years ago.
No, dude. Rihanna was freshman year.
No, I don't...
Because she was pregnant.
Yeah, I know, and I thought that was last year. So Bad Bunny, Kendrick, Usher was 2 years ago.
Oh, I kind of forgot about that.
And then, yeah, Rihanna was...
Yes! Let's go!
Okay, yeah, Usher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of forgot
about
that.
This year's shaping up to be good. This year is shaping up to be good.
Agreed. Should be a great, great game. Obviously, it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we got AFC Championship, we got the Pro Bowl week, and then we got the Super Bowl. So we still got ways to go.
True.
But that officially wraps up this episode. Thank you guys for listening. As always, had some great games to talk about, and we got two to really dive into next week before we got the Pro Bowl break and such.
Yes.
So definitely stay tuned for that. Aiden, do you have any final remarks?
No, you know, just we would really appreciate it if you guys would rate us 5 stars on wherever you listen to. You know, we only got a couple 5-star ratings, so, you know, really hit that 5-star button.
Vibes only.
And, yeah, we appreciate you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.